I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
A lot of industries, and I know like outside of Canada, a lot of restaurants are opening up and some are at full capacity. So I think that like we're going to, like things are, this is going to be a good summer for a lot of people, I think.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
There, guys. Hey, let's find out if Nat's phone is dead or not dead.
My phone is dead?
Is it?
No, it's actually not. But you know why it's charged?
Why?
Because this afternoon when I went, like when I got home from your house and I went, I lay in my bed and I fell asleep, my phone charged the whole time. So like,
why
usually
can't I see you? I'm looking at your phone.
Because I'm just filing my nails.
No, you can't. I can hear them perfectly.
Such a fucking Karen.
I'm not a Karen. That is some people's biggest pet peeve, by the way. Nail clipping. I know a friend who has it, and we had to share a pension. Remember that? Pension? In Europe, you would share a plate. You would get a place, and there could be like 2 or 3 people in the house, and you each got your own rooms.
Yeah, I know.
And the ceilings were all open, and it was like 2 a.m. and the person we were sharing the flat with, or pension, whatever they were called, began to clip his nails. And
dude, people used to do that on the Toronto TTC all the time. It was like a thing.
I guess filing is like nails on a chalkboard. I guess so is cutting nails.
I mean, also people going like this. And some people clearing the throat. People have habits of all of that shit.
Okay. So speaking of clearing your nose, I cannot, one nose, this is so random. I keep going like, it feels like I can't breathe. I looked, it's like one nostril is closing.
I know you have that.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. And you
it's
do.
It's a deviated, like, I know. I can't breathe.
I know you have it. I've noticed it on Insta stories.
I don't know what to do. It just came.
I already have one. Mine's closed. My left side is closed when I sleep.
It feels like I keep going like this and I can't breathe. I'm like,
and you feel like you can feel the walls touching.
Oh my God.
I mean, and you don't even do cocaine. So
I said to Mark, I'm like, I can't breathe on one side. It's like I have a booger there and I can't get it out.
I know.
Do you think they can just go in and open it up?
It's just like, I don't know why you have it. Like I got mine, like mine happened in my early 20s. But I constantly sleep. And it's funny because my friend who had a nose job, we always joke, the two of us, I didn't have a nose job, but if we want to breathe, I always like, if I sleep, I push the side of my skin to the side so that my nostril can be open.
Oh my God, that feels
I
so
just don't better. Know. I don't know why it happened. And then also for making out, it's hard to like, oh yes, it definitely could be that. It could be Botox too. But yeah, but mine started when I was 22. But yes, it's very annoying, the feeling of one nostril touching the middle.
I'm like, why can't I breathe? What am I going to do?
And I hear you trying to clear it.
What the fuck am I going to do?
I mean, try using nasal spray because I feel like it sometimes like opens you up.
What's I'm going to get addicted to nasal spray?
Well, see, that's the problem.
Yeah. I said to him, no.
So my brothers, so my older brother, Eric.
Yeah.
Like without fail, if you call him before he picks up the phone, he clears his throat.
Oh.
So I told my little brother about it. I'm like, watch for it. He does it all the time. Guess who does it now? He does. If I call my brother right now,
Phil.
Both of them, he'll go, hello? I go, you're just like the other brother. What the hell?
Probably comes from another man in your life.
Probably. I mean, let me know when I start clearing my throat before I say hello. Like, come on, you don't have to clear your throat every time you say hello. So it's little Lexi's birthday today.
And she's going to be getting a podcast to edit.
Yeah, but she's going out for a drink tonight.
Of course she is.
Do you love that she has her and 20 of her co-workers. So she has 20 people she likes enough that they're all going to go away for a weekend and 2 weeks together. That's adorable.
I love that for her.
I do love that.
I also didn't know your birthdays were so close.
I did not either. I did not know that.
I do not remember
I don't remember her birthday being the same week as mine. No, I guess she's a Taurus. Kind of makes sense.
That's so bad that we don't remember that. Anyways, details. But this time next year, I mean, guys, so many of you were when I did an Instagram story on where I was in line because basically, okay, I'll tell you that I don't think we'll get shadow banned here, but basically what happens is someone said, I tried to Google what's happening in Canada. I can't find it. And I was like, oh, like, so we're just probably insignificant in America. Like no one's making, you know, like the news about Canada being locked down.
I'm on a podcast right now. What? You can go poo. Go ahead. Okay, if you have a bath, just close the door. Wow. Okay.
Random. Okay, he needs a bath at the moment. So there's no news about it. So like, what's going on there? And I'm like, are you kidding me? And they're like, why? I don't understand how this is happening. And I was like, okay, for all of our American friends, basically parts of Canada, most of Canada right now is going back in a lockdown, and the places that were doing really well have never been doing worse. Like Nova Scotia, all those places that were like, were dodging bullets of the cove are now all screwed. So Manitoba just got shut down. Ontario shut down. Vancouver, like all these places are shut down. So why? I don't know.
Why? Because of our hospital beds and we're running out of space. Apparently that's why.
They just can't figure it out, and hospital beds, which is so weird. Our numbers are as low as they were April 1st, and April 1st kids were in school, but now they're saying they can't be. It's just, there's very confusing. There's very mixed messaging. There's no plan. We don't know what's next. Like people are lining up for hours to try to get a vaccine somewhere, like hours at all times of night. Some people are sleeping on the streets to get a COVID vaccine at nighttime. I said to someone we know, she has five friends, a running club, sits on a front lawn, 2 days later or a little bit later, two cops pull up to the door, knock on the door, and let them know they're not allowed to do that. Two cops, okay? Two cops from five girls going for a run. That's not okay to me. Like, hospital beds, understood, but they have no rhyme or reason for why we can't do outdoor activity. Like, even people are pushing back, being like, you've got to let people go outside. Like, this is getting insane. So
apparently they had, for all the signs they had to put up for like tennis courts and golf courses, they spent like $20,000 on closed signs.
So, and then I said to this person who I was, talking with, I was like, you know, this is the point where people begin to say, no more. Like, they're just making it so people are like, no more. You can't, no more. Like, we're done with this. And there's no plan. Like, they can't say, like, you know, America's like, mostly by July 1st, everything will be back to normal. Like, you know, they give you timelines here. It's like, it's incompetent. It's frustrating. It's like mixed messaging. There's no leadership, in my opinion. And it's just kind of like, you know, I feel bad for the nurses because they're getting screwed over. Doctors are getting screwed over. And it's just kind of like this crazy town over here with trying to keep everyone in their houses and people getting arrested for, or fines for going for runs with their friends.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Someone had a party this weekend downtown for 150 people for Mother's Day. When they confiscated the alcohol, they'd spent $17,000 on alcohol. It's like those 150 people were getting licked, licked for Mother's Day.
That's crazy. Or they probably do it every weekend and they just got caught this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have a club going, an underground club.
I'm like, so like, it's funny. I just feel like everyone around me, like, it's like, I feel like a lot of the people in my world don't talk about it anymore. Like, just don't. don't, honey, I'm on a podcast. You can't come in my room. Tucker's having a bath, but you can't come in here on your iPad. I need quiet. Yes, but you can't be in here while I'm in here. My family doesn't talk about it or care about it. Like, they're just living their lives and just waiting to, like, you know, they've made, you know, I think a lot of people have summer plans, going to cottages, renting cottages, like.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't have that option. A lot of people I haven't seen my family, like, you know, like, if you're living your life regular, you're lucky. Cause I don't think everyone has that opportunity. And it's like, you know,
I just like some of my siblings that I saw, they're like, yeah, we have a couple couples that we always see. Like, we're not, I think that there's some people that, you know, I know you need to follow the rules and they're choosing to, like, and they're obeying all the rules. But I think that for a lot of people, they're fed up and they've chosen a couple people that they have to live life with for mental health.
But that's what I'm saying. It's illegal, but that's what everyone says. Like, you have to use it. Like, we can all say COVID doesn't exist, but you could still get pulled over if you had 10 people.
No, nobody's saying COVID doesn't exist. I think everybody understands that people are dying. Like, you just have to turn on the news and see what's going on in India to know that this is a deadly pandemic. It's just, I mean, I think a lot of people can get really in their head, in their heads about it too, and really scared and really.
I'm not scared. I just
think about it all the time.
I just think that it's like crazy how locked down we still are with no plan. And I mean, I think your mind shift has changed because you out in like 3 weeks, you know? So you have an out. So of course you're going to feel lighter and more, you know, optimistic because
and it's the weather is better. And I drive by parks. And I've been in a lot of parks lately, like just like outdoor parks where you can tell like a lot of people that live in apartment buildings, they're like, they got nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all in the parks, mm-hmm. like the park full with people having picnics and like enough is enough.
Yeah, but they can still fucking ticket you. That's my point. Enough is enough, but it's still not enough for them to not relinquish. Like,
I think they will soon. And I haven't heard of anyone who's got a ticket.
Right. Except for the 13,000 or whatever it was, a booze downtown.
I know. I mean, they got their alcohol taken away. I don't know what happened to all 150 people.
They only could catch 24. And I think they got $10,000 fines.
Mm.
Or something like that. Something probably crazy to make them, you know,
an example.
An example of to be like, anyways, it is what it is. And it's like,
it'll be so amazing when we can come on this podcast and not talk about it.
I was just mind blown that America's like, wait, I'm so confused. I'm like, what? I was like, I tried to Google it and it wasn't there. And I was like, and then that if she's getting censored over it, like, yes, I've seen a lot of them getting censored over it, having the conversation.
But it will be in no time that more and more, and you know what, you know, it's funny. It's like everyone always says America runs the world and everyone's always hearing about America stories. Everyone knows what's going on in America. You know, everyone knows where you're at and what, every time Joe Biden says something, everyone knows where it's at. So eventually when all the Americans start opening up shit, that's all anyone will know about or care about, you know? And that's when we...
Isn't everything open in America?
Are going to be on tour. I mean, I just saw Dr. Oz today and for a second, he was saying, remember when you used to be able to go to coffee shops? I'm like, wait, why can't you go to coffee shops? What are you talking about?
Oh, was it old?
I don't think so. And they were just talking about home coffee makers and how, you know, the best home coffee makers.
They're probably selling something, really.
For sure.
Your shirt's rubbing is mine.
I mean, like, I can hear every once in a while, but doesn't really.
It's just sensitive. Guys,
we have a lot of partnerships that need to be accelerated and executed before summer comes.
I know. Cause you're gone out. Like, I'm so excited that you get to go, change of pace. My brother is hopefully opening up his hotel in July 1st. So
amazing.
He called me and he was like, would you do this soft launch? I'm like, obviously I would come up any moment that you were open. I would come up, like, it's this really cool motel in Collingwood. I don't really know the area. Nat knows about
it. It's Thornbury.
Thornbury. No, not Thornbury. I didn't grow up in Thornbury. Anyways, you guys.
Neither did I.
But like weekends or like, you
Me
know.
Me neither.
Like people who like are like, I know. In Toronto, guys, if you're not from here, a lot of people go north or east or west on weekends. So they go to cottages, they go to chalets, or they go to cottages and they go to chalets. Now, it's not common, but a lot of people will spend time skiing around us, which is basically these small towns outside of the city. I would say that some of these places are starting to become year-round because one part of our city is so expensive. Like Muskoka is so expensive. Like, so all the other places are benefits. But Nat and I have not really done the cottage thing except for last year because we had nowhere else to go. So this year.
Yeah, no, that's so fun that he's opening up that hotel. I mean, it's too bad that I'm not here for the opening weekend because we really could have done it up. And it's July 1st, which is Canada Day. But as soon as I get back, I can't wait to go visit. It's going to be, you know, anywhere that's outside of the four walls. It's funny. It was like a couple, a night ago, I ended up ordering dinner and then eating it at someone else's house. And the next day I said, sorry, I ordered dinner and ate dinner in your house. And they're like, honestly, if you ever need a change of the four walls that you live in for the past year and a half, you are welcome to eat your food anywhere. Like, don't ask twice. Get on out. So for your brother opening that hotel, it's so fun. And he lives there now. A lot of people actually that, and I see it a lot on like Facebook and stuff, a lot of people that lived in our city, I think they've really started to like come to, like reevaluate their lives and the importance of why they wanted to live in a city in such a small amount of land when they have families and they can have like more land and more nature and more family time and a slower pace and all that. So a lot of people have hashtag like city gone country. And I think a lot of people got rid of their like New York real estate, like main cities. People are kind of like moving out and saying like, why was I so obsessed with living in the city? Like, what was my thing? For us, that'll never happen because we have too many family members who...
The thought of moving to the country is actually the exact opposite of why everyone would move there. It makes me feel claustrophobic and like the walls would be caving in because I know a lot of people feel the exact opposite in the country. Like they feel like it's like wide open. But to me, if you can't walk somewhere and you have to drive like 25 minutes to get to like something local, to me that feels like a really, really isolating, lonely, and power to everyone who can do it. I know people love their land.
People who people love mountain biking, hiking, being near the water and the lake and the rocks and letting their kids just like be free, like a country dog. You know,
country dogs hiking. Those country dogs love to bike. It's crazy.
I just like every time I take my dog outside the city, I'm like, wow, this is probably what you were meant for. But oh well, I made you a city dog. You got a good life. Lucky you.
Yeah, and she could be eaten out in the country.
Exactly.
Like you couldn't really let her out at nighttime, or she would not come back. She's like a snack for those coyotes.
Yeah,
she's literally a snack.
I do have coyotes that live beside me, but they don't come out.
Fences and things, and you don't let her out for hours at nighttime. You know, she's literally a snack, like a little Bo's like a meal.
Yeah,
two people would have to take.
She's a bit of a rotisserie.
And she's like a slow cooked chicken.
Oh my gosh!
Or a cowboy steak.
Yeah, cowboy steak. I like that. No, like a porchetta.
I'm pretty amazed we've been talking about like really nothing for a year because there's not much happening.
I know. But guys, as far as business goes, and I don't know where you are with your business. And I know, honestly, I took a drive today and I see all these restaurants and I can't believe that they're, you know, that they're still, they're still there. And I know I went to go pick up my Mother's Day brunch and Mark said it was just such a sad sight, like walking in there and seeing this huge restaurant that would be otherwise packed on Mother's Day. But I drive by all these restaurants that are still there and it seems like they're still going to be there when all of this is done. And I was talking to someone that they said it's going to take years for them to catch up, like the whole restaurant industry, which used to be such a like it was like, it was such a cool industry to be a part of, you know, and now it's like the saddest one. But, is that like, as far as like our business and partnerships and stuff like that, like you can feel it picking up, which is good news. Like people are, you know, you can see that they're like, all right, we have a budget and we need to spend it. And they're, you know, they're realizing that they're coming out. So I think that it's really hopeful for a lot of industries. And I know like outside of Canada, a lot of restaurants are opening up and some are at full capacity. So I think that like, we're going to like, things are, this is going to be a good summer for a lot of people, I think. So whatever your business is in, I think people are going to start like spending again and, going out and clothing. Like, I mean, you think about how many clothing we did not buy. Like today I was like, I need some clothes.
What are you going to get?
Well, I need, like, it's going to get hot, so I can't wear like yoga pants every day. So I'm going to need some dresses.
Okay.
I bought two pairs of heels today. You saw me do that.
I know you did that. It's very exciting.
So dresses, I guess I'm going to need some bathing suit wear, like some new bathing suits. So got to hit up Amazon for that.
When you like, when you go and you go to, let's say like, okay, so when you go to Boston and you are there for 2 weeks and you're there with the entire family, do you think that they will be like, I wonder if how much time has passed for them to see your children will make them be like, I just wonder what, when everyone comes out of this and we get back to like somewhat normal. And I know a lot of you in America are totally normal, but like, you know, cross-border travel used to be way easier. And like, who knows how long you'll need to get COVID tests to come back for, like all of these things, vaccination passports, like so much has changed since then. I want, cause, and the last time your father-in-law came back here was to spend the weekend with Mark and Teddy. Remember they had the best weekend and they went like to play baseball. Like that was what, 3 years ago?
I don't know.
It was so many years ago. And I wonder when like my mom and your, they see these kids that are like so grown because kids grow at like a macro pace. Like they grow so fast when you haven't seen them in a long time.
I think I hear your speaker touching your sweater because you're shaking your head a lot.
If it's gonna,
no, you're so right. And like,
if it's going to be nostalgic, sad, if it's going to be like,
do we need to make up for lost time?
Are they going to be like, oh God, they were a lot. I didn't know. Like, because some people are going to be like, you were not your family, but like this relationship was better. Not all with all the forced meetings. Like this relationship was better when I had the excuse of COVID. You know, there's going to be so many people who benefited from the space and the excuse of not having to see these people in their lives. Because I really do think older people are going to lose patience with the younger. Like
I said to your daughter today, I said, oh my gosh, like your mom used to be such a big part of our lives. Like we saw her every day. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't think I've seen Nanny since like December. Like that is so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So long for a woman who was a big part of their lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's, and we never saw her for more than like an hour at like maximum, like 15 minutes, you know, maximum. And I was like, I just wonder, like, you guys, I don't know if I've said this theory before, but I really do believe children are a tolerance. And if you step out of the tolerance of children, you lose the tolerance unless you have like a natural love of children. Like some people don't like children, but love their children. And you forget the like the level of noise that they bring. And I think that when you're around it all the time, the chaos and the mass confusion that comes with them doesn't faze you. But when you step out, and I think that's why older people get so frustrated and snarky and snappy is because they look at children's behavior as bad behavior versus they're just kids because they're not around kids all the time. So when the kids are loud or screaming or rude, they're like, God, those kids are like a lot. But when you're around them all the time, you get to see all of it, not just the times of when they're with them.
I'm on a podcast. There's a towel on the floor. You can wipe your body. You know, I was just thinking about that. And I was thinking about myself. I'm like, I think I like kids. Like, I think I like when a kid's, cause I've had some nieces and nephews and kids around that have been very like, they're kind of like naughty. I like it when they're naughty. I think it's entertaining and funny. And then when they're cute, I really like them. I love the idea of conversation with kids. I wonder if I'll ever like outgrow them. But you know those older people who just really like kids, and then you can see the other old people who look at kids like they're a chore.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be crazy. I mean, older people, I mean, we all need to get back in touch.
And, and the kids are bigger. Like my kids are bigger. Like there's so much more space that is taken. There's so much.
They need to be taken care of differently. Do you know what I mean? Like they don't need,
go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Oh my gosh. Right.
They go to bed at midnight. Like they go to bed when you go to bed.
They can get their own water. Like, so you can't be helpful in the ways that you used to be.
They want to eat the family dinner. They don't, they want to eat the adult dinner, not the kid dinner. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
It's mind blowing.
Actually, that is going to be really different for me in the Cape too. Like when we go, cause we always had like the kid dinner and then there was always like the idea of the adult dinner. And I often like to make the dinner for everybody and we all eat together, but sometimes, you know, there were nights that, you know, they like to put the kids away, you know, which is totally normal. So you can have an adult dinner and adult conversation. I get it. But, my older kids are going to be like,
I don't want to go watch a movie at 8 o'clock at night.
I don't want to watch a movie. And if you're having lobster, I want lobster. And I want to sit at the table because I can contribute to this conversation now.
I know.
Yeah. It's going to be different.
It might be better though. Like you never know. They could be like really like, you know,
I think it'll be interesting for like the grown-ups to have conversations with kids who can actually carry conversations now too.
And because your kids are the oldest of everybody. So they don't even know this old age yet.
But my kids who have cousins that are like old teenagers.
Right.
They're like, I think they're like kind of intimidated by them. Like we used to all share rooms when we'd go to their house. They'd, you know, like 3-bedroom house. And my kids used to sleep in the room. So we were sitting there tonight and we're like, when we go stay there, like we're not going to sleep in the same bed as like a 17-year-old.
Oh no. Oh no. Right. Not. And they're not going to let you sleep in bed with the 17-year-old. Like, you're not sleeping with me. I'm 17. No.
So this is like and then Taylor's like, well, it'd be awkward for me to sleep with like Hazel, her like young, like cousin. I'm like, oh God, I think we have to get a hotel. Like, I don't think this is going to work.
Your thing is hitting. Oh God, you got to get a hotel. Oh God. That's fun though. God, I take it. Was that your wine? What was that?
Yep. It was the whole glass of wine.
Did the glass spill? Break it? Yep. Break?
No, it didn't break. No. And it's white wine. Thank God. But that's annoying as fuck. And all of them have come in here to take a fucking bath while I'm on my podcast.
That's outrageous, actually, Natalie. Is there someone in there right now?
There's someone about to come in. They share the bath water.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Got to pour a little bit of water on here to take the wine smell out. Lemon water, there we go. Good to go. Shit balls of fire. It's going to be crazy. This summer's going to be different, but I think it's going to be like a re-entering. And I think this summer's going to be a great time for us to ease into the world so that when it's time to go on tour, we are going to be so like, oh God, no, we are ready for the world.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free.
warbyparker.com/covered.
I love that you think we have to get ready. Like, I love that you think
I do.
I need more on this. What do you mean get ready?
So I need to practice socializing with people outside of my immediate circle.
you do it all day on Instagram.
I need to make sure I have the clothes that I want to be wearing.
Okay.
Like shoes, purses, bags, sunglasses, makeup.
Okay.
I need to, where is my family?
In the bath.
Where's Dad? Downstairs.
I'm really happy.
You're happy? Why are you happy? You just feel really happy? Why?
Hello.
Just feels really happy.
I love that for him.
That's so cute. He's drinking water, saying, I just feel really happy.
That's very cute.
Oh, I do. Like, I know how he feels, though. Those feelings of elation are something that I've always had in my life. I had them a lot when I was pregnant.
I remember that. And you couldn't wait to get pregnant.
Such a weird feeling. It's just all of a sudden you get a rush of like positive energy. I don't know what it is. It's like a drug, but it's natural.
It is the best. It's like an overwhelming sensation of giddiness and happiness.
Yeah.
And not many people get that often.
I know. And I always got it when I was pregnant, not all the time, but I would feel it often. I was just like, I think I'm just really excited to be growing a life.
Oh, having a baby.
Yeah. When I was pregnant, I was just like, I cannot believe this is happening in my life. Like, I can't believe I am growing a life inside of me. Like, that is so, like, none of the, like, it happened with my first, I didn't even know what it was gonna be like, but none of the, like, this is going to be a lot of work. Like, none of the reality hit. It was just that overwhelming, like, oh, this is magical.
This is like I get that. I used to get that a lot more. I haven't had that in a long time. I need, what do I need? What would you need right now to have that feeling? It's a great conversation.
Guys, we haven't podcasted since last week, but we are talking about a project. And again, we haven't signed complete exclusivity and all that, but it's a project that we're working on that we're really excited about. And we basically got this thing that like, we need you guys. We need you in person to be somewhere and not in Canada because we want to push this forward. And there's some details about it. And could you like, basically, I had said to Kat last week, Kat kept saying something like, I feel like we should be in LA. Like, I feel like there's just something that's like drawing us. Like, that's just a spot I think that we need to be in right now.
I actually said New York first. I'm like, New York or LA. Yeah. I feel like we need to be in New York or LA.
And then I was like, remember when we used to just like get an email off the whim and someone's like, you know what? We're going to pay. We're paying for you. And it was never like, we're paying for you. It's like, we'll take care of all the accommodations, all hotel, everything to just get you out here so we can do this partnership. So we get this freaking email that basically is like, listen, we need to be with you guys. Well, you know, we'll take care of everything. If you could just come to New York and we could have a meeting here. So we were like, okay, literally I called Kat. I'm like, you're like fucking joking. Like we said these exact details of what we wanted to like happen. Like it would just be like, it was one of those, just like all expenses paid, but for work. So then we were like, oh gosh, okay, well, we know that this lockdown is done in May 20th that we have in Toronto and then in Ontario, Canada, whatever. And now we know they're extending 2 weeks. And so we're like, let's put in our calendar to talk then and we'll figure it out. And they're like, honestly, even better would be if you could come out to LA and actually you could come to California and we could do this meeting there because that would be the ultimate. Now we're like, are you fucking joking? Like, to the detail of what we wanted to happen is being offered very casually over email.
Are we going to go in July?
I'm so down, Kat. Like, I'm so down.
Realistically.
Like, first of all, if we were to go in July or June, which is fine with me too, it would be great to go from the States.
Right.
Because they want the sooner the better. But I like, if I had to guess when I'm, cause my brother wants me to come somewhere in late July. Like I would assume I would come back probably mid July.
So we could go mid July.
Mm-hmm. We could go mid July.
I just don't have anyone to watch my kids until my mom gets her second shot.
When's she booked? I think my mom has it like July 5th or sooner, July 1st.
She got it a month before my mom. So I'm hoping sooner than later.
I wouldn't be able to leave my husband to drive my kids home from Massachusetts to Toronto without me. So I'd either have to come home and meet you and then fly from there or fly there and back. I mean, you could do a long weekend. We could do it on a long weekend too. You do have a husband.
Yeah, I do.
And a nanny.
I have a nanny for 3 hours a day.
Right, but she could up her hours if you need her to do something.
I don't know. I could ask her. I don't know what that situation is. Anyways, I could figure it out.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have full day coverage, but I can figure it out. I mean, we'll figure it out.
Well, considering the lack of vacation that any spouse has taken this year, I think they could take a day.
Ha ha ha. Natalie, do you know where I live? So that would make you joyous.
Oh my God. Yes. Like doing something that is absolutely for us and our job that is outside of our family. Yes.
Okay. That is like, okay. And then that would make you feel like euphoric. That would give you the elation.
Yeah. I mean, TJ just had it in the kitchen. I mean, I can feel elation. It can hit me at any time.
I know, but when did
sometimes
I
was just really wondering,
it would, cause a lot of people don't know what that feels like. So like, I think a lot of people don't dream though. I think a lot of people don't like envision what could be. I don't think a lot of people have the means to think outside of.
Honestly, sometimes it is just like the sun on my face. Yeah. Like growing a baby in my body. Like it can hit me at any time. I could be sitting in the bath.
Good weather gives it to just, me. Like hot weather.
I could just feel great.
The first warm weather. I'm like, oh my God. Like today I was like, I kept being like, this is what I need. This is what I need. Like, I love the warm weather, the hot weather.
Well, that's what I said. I did an Insta story on your back porch. I'm like, your backyard is the Ritz-Carlton, basically. It is like, you couldn't ask for anything more like glamorous and amazing. Like it is, I looking around and I was like, this isn't even.
I do need my foliage to come in.
And some flowers. I'm waiting for my
foliage, honestly, and my flowers, and then I'll be like really happy. I am missing foliage. That would make me very happy, actually.
But that backyard is like, I mean, literally people pay to go on vacations to have your setup in your backyard.
I totally agree. It's just,
and their own bedrooms. Usually when you do that, you have to share hotel rooms and sleep on pullout couches. Everyone gets their own beds there.
Someone pays it for you. And you know what I mean? Someone usually cooks for you. I mean, that's the thing that I, and like, there's usually a hotel bar that like,
you get to,
like,
that's the only thing missing. And I think that your daughters are very aware of that. Just a bartender and a bar and we would be good to go. We could Uber Eats.
Which daughter?
That sounds like the little one's catching on.
Today, Natalie and Chloe spent about 40 minutes going over her birthday list, and she wrote out every item and asked Natalie how to spell the items. And then Chloe would look at me and like, "Mom, you got that? She wants these shoes." And I'm like, "No, that's not a mummy right now. That's not something I can buy her, but definitely Mark Thompson can buy that for her."
And then I went and bought them for myself. And she's like, "Why'd you buy them for yourself on your birthday?" I'm like, "Sometimes you just got to get what you want for yourself, girl."
That's what I'm talking about.
I bought a pair of high heels in the same ones in two colors. Where am I going in high heels? Well, that is a great question. People absolutely know.
Oh my God, you have so many plans. I mean, I love these plans for you.
You don't wear high heels in the Cape, just so you know.
Oh, you don't?
No, you don't.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, I would, but nobody else does.
You are making me like think about like what I have to wear.
I know, right? Like I have like five tops.
Like you, on rotation. You getting out of Dodge helps me realize like, okay, I guess that okay. I've got to get my shit together. Cause I'm the one who plans my whole summer, you know, by myself. I take my kids by myself. Like I don't go with anybody. My husband has to work. He doesn't take vacation time. So I go by myself with my children. So that's
flip flops, bathing suits, and beach cover ups.
When my brother was like, you should come, I'm like, perfect.
Perfect.
I will be there and your cousins are there and they can play and
oh my God, it's so fun. And it's like, it's not like anyone's hosting because it's like a hotel. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like you're staying in their house. You're like, you're eating at the restaurant and you're playing in the.
And I will go out and I will, you know, and then my other brother was like, I'll probably get the cottage like for the month. And I was like, pardon?
He's not even booked and he already knows he can get that.
A lot of what our economy is going to be based on is how people can get back over into this country. And right now you cannot get into this country. So they are in Amman, I think. They're in a very far, far country. And so
perfect.
For them to get over here in order to go through all the hoops, it's so unknown. And if we're going into June and we're still in home
good point. Yeah.
So he's like, I'm pretty sure. Like,
that's amazing.
People are watching. He's like, I don't see. Like, I think this is a lot of people who have cottages up here are just like, because our border's so closed. So they're like, I don't. A lot's unknown right now.
And then your brother's going to a surf camp in Tofino.
Yeah, you can travel within Canada. That's doing a work. Guys, listen to this.
Why don't we book a Canada vacation? Oh, we have a pool. We don't need that. You have a pool. That's all you need. That's all we're going for is a pool anyway.
I was going to say a lot of what's so crazy is you can travel within Canada without quarantining. And we're doing the worst right now than America. But you can't go to America and back because why? Because why? They're doing better than that. But no. You're like, what? If they will open the border, don't you think they want us? I wouldn't want us, but they do.
Kat, when we go to LA, I think we should cap it on our way home and go to New York for something that will come up. Love so it'll that. Be an LA New York trip.
So you think that I love this. So we've done this multiple years, just so you know, you have had to leave your Boston vacation
LA. That's fine. I'm
and
good.
Go, but then you'll drive back and I guess I'll have to fly to Buffalo and drive over the fucking border. Cause I can't fly into Canada.
That might change.
When?
Well, I mean, that's a month and a half away. My all of my kids' passports are expired, but my husband talked to the U.S. consulate today.
Yeah,
and they can all get in with their expired passport. And my passport's fine.
So my brother got in.
They're all expired, but they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
You're just going to go, babe. You're going to go and have fun. Well, guys, this was really a conversation with Kat and Nat. This was like a chitty chat on a... on a whatever day it is, Tuesday.
Alexis Malian's birthday. It's a Monday.
I don't know what inspires you or what you find joy or if you don't know the feeling of elation, but if you can somehow pinpoint it or
some people get it. A lot of people get it from working out. I have to tell you, I'm so lucky that I get it from nothing.
Oh, I don't get it from working out.
That sucks. Cause I do. If I do go for a run, I do get that euphoric feeling after, but I don't
feel
work
clear.
Out often.
But I don't feel like...
I get like a runner's high.
I get energy, but I don't get like, oh, life is so good.
Like a drug.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I get it when it's like a beautiful day. Like I get it when I go do things with my family or my kids and you're like, this is like, you know, on a weekend and it's like fun and everyone's behaved and it's like... a minute and you're like, that's such a good day. And then they get in the car and cry. But anyways, you know, before that, it's like actually,
that was so ironic that TJ just said that after we were talking about that. He just looked at me. I just feel so happy right now. He had absolutely no reason. He was just drinking water. Maybe he felt clean because he just had a bath. I don't know. I have to ask him.
But you guys are also talking about going away.
I don't think he cares. Like, I don't think he knows what that means.
Maybe life is just good for him right now.
He's smiling so much.
Is he done school?
He hates school.
Well, he's killing it then, because if he hates it and he can still smile at the end of the day. Guys, if you are just not joining us, because this is almost over, I will tell you, The Common Parent, we have a webinar. If you join before the end of May, you will get that webinar. It's on power struggles. It will be a one-hour webinar by Allison Schaefer.
And the best parenting expert ever.
And I have to let you know that power struggles are really hard because you feel like you're letting go of discipline or what is discipline. But really a power struggle is just a different way of them speaking to you, letting them know that they feel out of control of something, so they want to be in control of something. So when we have this webinar, it will give you tools on how to disengage in the power struggle. What is a power struggle? How do you know when you're in one, and how do you get out of it? And as we said today on Facebook Live, power struggles start very early on, like toddlerhood, and go to husbandhood, as Nat said. They go on and on and on. And a lot of people don't even see when they're in one.
And so, they can sit, you can sit in one for like 40 minutes. And when you watch someone in one, uh-huh. you're like, oh my God, you are wasting your time.
It's really hard though. And it's a very frustrating feeling. Like it is like an infuriating feeling, especially when it's someone who is supposed to show respect to you, and a power struggle feels so disrespectful. So, you know, for example, and sometimes they're sad, and sometimes it's over everything. Do you want to go for a walk? No. And then you put your shoe in, and then you're like, the whole, you fight with them. But if you're just like, okay, no worries. Someone will stay home with you. They're like, wait, I want to come for a walk. It's just, do you want ice cream? Nope. But I do want ice. Oh, it's never ending.
Sometimes it's about way bigger issues than that, because you've got a teenager, but it all stems from the same root, and that's what she's going to help us see and how to handle it. So,
and if you buy the yearly, we'll be bringing more webinars in guaranteed. But if you buy the yearly, you will lock in at $5.99 a month. But once
you get 2 months free,
and you get two months free
webinar.
And you get everything from before. And the people monthly who join in May will get the webinar and everything else that we have prior to this. So if you join after May, you'll have to wait to the next webinar until you get the next stuff. So there you go.
Guys.
Happy whatever
happy day. Go find some joy.
You got burnt pooks.
In your backyard today.
Wow.
I love that for me.
It'll be a tan tomorrow.
Exactly. And goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.